I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell. Welcome to the Snips Podcast. If you've been receiving RE newsletter or looking closely at the list of staff members in the front of each month's issue, you might have noticed a new name. We have a new associate editor, Emma Klug. She compiles each week's e-news, as well as assisting in writing content for our issues and website, as well as helping me with editing. For this month's podcast, I wanted to give you a chance to learn a little bit more about her. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks for agreeing to do the podcast.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you're on staff now.
So yeah.
So tell our listeners a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I'm originally from the Metro Detroit area. I went to school in Chicago, though, and I studied magazine journalism and fashion business. While I was there, I also worked in marketing for a little bit. I was a community manager. I moved back to the Metro Detroit area, and I held an internship at a local business magazine, and now I'm here at BNP.
And how did you become interested in writing?
I think I've always kind of been interested in writing. I've always loved reading, which kind of goes hand in hand with writing. But ever since I was little, I think the schools I went to really encouraged you to take an interest in writing, and I definitely did. I participated in the school writing awards and stuff like that, and as I got older, I got more interested in developing a career out of that, seeing what could become of it. So
did you always want to be a writer, or did you think you might want to be something else growing up, or in college, or wherever, you know?
Yeah, I think I've always had a lot of interest. Writing was always one of the big ones. I always knew I wanted to work in magazines. When I was younger, I used to make my own little magazines, and my mom still has all of them because she thinks they're important to hold on to for whatever reason, but I always knew I wanted to do magazines. At first, I wasn't sure if I'd want to do more something on the visual side of it, so I kind of experimented with graphic design and stuff like that for a while, but eventually I decided writing was it for me, and here I am.
Did you ever think you'd be writing for a magazine for air conditioning or sheet metal?
I did not necessarily.
Really?
No. No. But I think having the position I had before at the business magazine kind of opened my eyes to that world of business writing that I wasn't even really aware of before. So it's exciting to learn a lot of new things. I'm in a new house, too, so I'm learning a lot about the heating and cooling system in my house.
You just had a blog about that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's been fun.
Okay. Well, if anyone hasn't read Emma's blog, that's at snipsmag.com, and the links should be easy to find there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Which do you prefer, writing or editing? Some people really like the fixing, the editing. Other people just really want, you know, prefer to use their creative juices and write.
Mm-hmm. I think I am still figuring it out. I like both a lot. It's been fun taking on this position as associate editor because I've really had a chance to focus on editing and getting down to the nitty gritty of what makes a good article and what doesn't. I think editing makes me a better writer too. So. For now, I like doing both, and I'm excited to be editing.
And you've been on Snips for a few months now. This is the first chance I've had to sit down and do this podcast. How's it going?
I think it's going well.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. I think definitely I've learned a lot since coming on, even though it's only been about a couple months now. But, yeah, I'm getting used to it. I like being here, like learning about what I'm learning about. So
good. And we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And you also work on another BNP publication. For people that don't know, BNP owns a lot of different magazines, a lot of brands, we call them now, and a lot of different industries, everything from plastics, or ceramics, I should say, maybe plastics too, I'm not even sure, to gambling and a bunch of other stuff. What's your other publication you work on?
I also work on Flexible Packaging Magazine.
And what is that?
So, as the name implies, it's about flexible packaging, but more so the people that make pouches, that's who we write for, or that make the films that turn into packaging or labels.
Is that what makes it flexible?
Yeah, the films and the way it's printed. So anything kind of that you can move around really easily.
So is it like for people that make a pre-sun pack?
That's a good example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or all the, you know, frozen peas and, yeah.
So you go to the grocery store now and you think, huh, might be writing about that someday.
Right, yeah. I notice a lot more things now that I didn't before.
Have you ever looked up and noticed, like, the spiral ductwork that might sometimes overhead?
I do know. When I hear the sound come on when I'm placing, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, eventually.
I know what's going on a little bit.
Eventually you'll see that ductwork, too.
Yeah.
Is it tough to switch gears like that? I mean, that's really very different than what you do for Snips. So is it hard to mentally, like, you know, okay, now I'm talking about flexible packaging. Wait, now I'm doing sheet metal. Is it tough?
I don't think so, necessarily. When I started, I knew that's what I would be doing, so it's kind of easy to go into it knowing you're doing that and start that way from the beginning. I've always kind of wrote about a lot of different things, too, and changed interest, and so it's easy to transition.
Well, when you're not working, what are you interested in? What do you like to do?
I have a blog, so I write about fashion on that. I guess that's another way of writing about something different.
Sure.
So I still write a lot. but writing for fun as well. You know, like to go to the movies and shows and, I moved to a new neighborhood, so I'm exploring around there, finding some new restaurants to go to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you wanted to mention that our listeners and readers don't know about you, or maybe they should know about you?
Not particularly. I mean, I'm excited to be on the Snips team and to hopefully meet some of them soon and get to know more about the industry.
Well, both of us are going to be at the AHR Expo at the end of January in Orlando, Florida. So hopefully maybe they'll meet a few of you. You'll meet a few of our readers there.
Yeah, hopefully. I look forward to it.
Well, thanks, Emma, for taking a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
So that's it for this month's podcast. If you like what you heard, give us a review in iTunes or email me and let me know. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, LinkedIn, and the latest videos on our YouTube channel. By the way, we are on Google+, so you can find us there as well. And if you have an idea for a podcast, be sure to let me know. I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell, and thanks for listening.